UN admits, tough mega border policy has saved 1,000 plus migrant lives. By Neil Monroe on April 22, 2026. President Donald Trump and his MAGA voters saved the lives of more than 1,000 migrants who would otherwise have died en route to a Democratic-run U.S. border in 2025, according to data from the United Nations. In the Americas, deaths recorded during migration decreased dramatically in 2025, from 1,272 in 2024 to 408 in 2025. The International Organization for Migration reported April 21. The life-saving decrease is due in large part to a real decline in migrant movements along high-risk, irregular routes, said the group, which is headed by President Joe Biden's nominee, Amy Pope. Deaths in the Caribbean, including deaths among Haitian migrants, also dropped as Trump blocked migrant arrivals in the United States. Deaths also decreased, with 130 recorded in 2025 compared to 302 in 2024. And just 5 deaths were recorded on the route from Caribbean islands to the United States, compared to 187 in 2024. Meanwhile, the IOM report notes a record 3,500 migrants died en route to Europe, where multinational elites still use migration to dissolve the power of citizens and nations in a flood of chaotic diversity. The good news of 1,000 saved lives in the Americas is a bitter pill for the many progressives, gullible journalists, pro-migration advocates, and Democrats who insisted that Biden's pro-migration border policies were humanitarian and would save lives. Related, Trump presents Mexican border defense medals to service members. Many of the pro-migration activists claim they were motivated by humanitarian policies as they helped millions of migrants trek up to America's borders during Biden's four-year term, 2021 to 2025. Those progressive self-serving claims have since been refuted by surveys showing that the vast majority of migrants were seeking economic opportunity in America's workplaces, not safety from claimed threats. Thousands of migrants died as they bravely walked to the prize dangled by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. He zealously opened many legal cracks in the border, regardless of the strong public support for the nation's immigration laws. And the deaths he encouraged were largely ignored by the establishment media, whose journalists churned out sympathy stories about migrants lining up for aid and housing in the United States. Mayorkas migrants died at sea, in rivers, in road accidents, in deserts, in robberies, and at unregulated work sites. So many migrants were killed on Panama's Darien Gap jungle trails that Mayorkas negotiated a sea route for cartel-controlled Colombian water taxis to move many migrants closer to a bus station he created. CNN's Ray Sanchez slipped this horror story into a 2022 report. The couple, Pedro Luis Torrealba and his wife Seth A., started the roadless crossing on the border between Colombia and Panama, the deadly Darien Gap, with more than 60 other migrants, Torrealba said outside the parish house on Thursday night. Only 22 completed the trek across the 60 miles of jungle and steep mountains, he said. Some fell from cliffs, others were swept away by floodwaters. The New York Times reported in September 2022. Ardenis Nazareth, newly arrived from Venezuela, was standing in a McDonald's parking lot across the street from a San Antonio shelter a few days ago contemplating his next steps. After a months-long odyssey through 7 countries, he had finally made it to the United States. It was time to banish from his thoughts the worst moments, when he was robbed at gunpoint and people dropped dead of exhaustion beside him as they crossed a lawless jungle, and when he watched helplessly as his friend was swallowed by the turbulent waters of the Rio Grande, just before touching U.S. soil in Texas. Now Mr. Nazareth had one objective in mind: make money to support the 2 young daughters he had left behind. There were 2 images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com wrote in January 2023 about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant, person who resisted a robbery in Mexico, was killed with a machete. The other happened in the jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist-deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. Even after Mayorkas built a safer sea route, more migrants were killed in bus and road accidents on the Mayorkas-managed, taxpayer-funded trek to Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere. Trump cut the confirmed Darien death toll to 10 migrants in 2025. In the Darien crossing, just 10 deaths were recorded in 2025 compared to 174 in 2024, the IOM reported. Related, Trump blasts Kamala's border czar tenure, nowhere to be found. Many more migrants, including youths, subsequently died in unregulated U.S. workplaces. According to 2024 data released in February by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the fatal injury rate for Hispanic or Latino workers dropped to 4.3 fatalities per 100,000 FTE workers in 2024 from 4.4 in 2023. Of the 1,229 fatalities to these workers in 2024, 68.5%, 842, occurred among foreign-born Hispanic or Latino work. In 2022, 792 foreign-born workers were killed in U.S. workplaces. Despite the huge death toll, progressives thrilled with delight as new migrants crossed the U.S. border. In 2026, for example, Cardinal Robert McElroy celebrated the migrants as he downplayed Mayorkas' ruthless economic policy of extraction migration. "They are exactly the type of people that we wish to come to our nation to help build it up. To make it more beautiful. To make it a place where so many of the values which are atrophying in our society with its secularism are replaced by faith and by a sense there is something greater than the individual here. This really is the greatest challenge, that we come to understand once again and reclaim our heritage as our nation. That we are a people that were built by immigrants of every generation who came in that very same way. All of them desperate, in so many ways, seeking a new life for themselves and their families. We must make that the centerpiece of how we respond to this." Mayorkas and other progressives paid the Catholic Church's civic organizations billions of dollars to deliver the surviving migrants to their U.S. destinations. The massive migration directed by Biden and his establishment allies also robbed much wealth from ordinary Americans. Those civic and economic wounds were ignored by the good-thinking progressives and bishops as they passed the elite-directed robbery on their road to Mayorkas's checks. In contrast, Trump's voters and future deputies risked their reputations and livelihoods as they aided Americans and repeatedly denounced the Democrats' deadly conveyor belt of migrants. In January 2026, for example, Trump border czar Tom Homan slammed the Democrats' street gangs in Minneapolis who oppose migration laws. "Where were they the last 4 years when the number of women and children being sex trafficked was an all-time high? Where were they when 250,000 Americans died from fentanyl coming across the border? Where were they when women and children were dying making that journey? Where were they when over 4,000 aliens making that journey died? A historic record. Where were they? Not a word." After Homan spoke, two left-wing protesters were killed in street clashes with ICE. Those deaths prompted a massive uproar among progressives and the media, who had said little as thousands of migrants were killed on Biden's pathways. But the Democrats' deadly migration also helped to kill their chances in the 2024 election, according to a March 2026 study from the University of Texas. Swing voters were swayed toward Trump in 2024, driven by concerns with crime in places that received migrant buses, and the migrant busing program increased Republican turnout in 2024, the report said.